Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Hello, Elaine.
Sorry?
Hello, is that you, Elaine?
It is, yes.
Hello.
It is, yeah.
Thank you for ringing.
Hi, I was just confused about what the topic was.
Well, we're talking...
I was ringing about Jeremy Corbyn.
Oh, what?
And target practice.
Jeremy Corbyn and what?
And the target practice by the military.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, is that what we're talking about? I just heard a completely different subject. I'm sorry.
No.
I only tuned in, you know, about 20 minutes ago, and I thought the subject was about Jeremy Corbyn.
It isn't, but you can talk about it if you want, Elaine. I don't mind.
There's no point, really, if you're not interested.
I'm not interested. I'm interested in what you have to say.
Well, I think it's appalling. I think it's... It's very indicative of, you know, I'm not saying the guy's perfect, but I think the smears that he's had have been extraordinary.
Right.
And I just think that, you know, when they're saying, oh, well, you know, we do that with people, you know, take target practice. Well, they shouldn't.
So no, here's the story, just in case anyone's missed it. Okay, a video showing soldiers firing at a Jeremy Corbyn poster for target practice demonstrated a serious error.
Really bad now, actually, because I'm on the wrong line. I was actually listening to somebody who was discussing it, and you're on a totally different.
It's all right, yeah. Elaine. This is fine. This is a sort of show where you can ring up and talk about whatever you want.
Right.
It's fine.
I was just sort of answering that, and I just kind of assumed that. I just think that the guy, I want him to go, you know, because I just think he's never going to win because he's actually very genuine.
Yeah.
And he I know he's met Hezbollah and I know he's met the IRA, but so did Margaret Thatcher. So did, I know not everyone met Hezbollah, but, you know, there's a lot of Israelis that protest for the Palestinians. I just think... the guy's not going to get anywhere because of things like the army shooting him as a traitor. I just think it's appalling.
I would love to know who else they're using for target practice, whether they're just using famous faces. It doesn't excuse it. I think it's awful. And the fact is they're going to investigate it so someone else agrees. I don't think it's...
I think what it is... I don't even know your name.
Catherine.
Oh, sorry, Catherine.
That's all right.
Elaine. I think the thing is what it's just what I see a lot online and it's kind of like very unnecessary. And
I think it's awful. It's not just unkind, Elaine. It's flipping dangerous, right? Because we're in such
dangerous.
A kind of tinderbox environment at the moment that, you know, people suggesting people are traitors and threats of violence are one thing, but actually this video, it's highly irresponsible. I agree with you.
Well, I'm glad you do, because I know a lot of people are saying, well, you know, but I've, and it always amazes me, you know, I vote for a party because of the manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders can be changed. But, you know, there's so many soldiers on the streets, so many that have, you know, not been looked after, and the fact that they think he's a traitor, concerns me, because to be honest, you know, what did Tony Blair do? You know, most people in history have made decisions that you know, weren't the right ones.
Mm.
And I just think he's a guy that really stands by his... In fact, I don't even think... I don't think he wants a second referendum. I think he...
No.
Like, quietly to get out.
I think, you know, I'm not a massively political person, I've got to be honest, but I think the impression I have of Jeremy Corbyn is that he will stand by his principles to a fault, you know.
Well, do you know what, Catherine? That's kind of what I like. I just kind of I go with that.
Mm.
So, oh, it was lovely to talk to you.
You too. Thanks for ringing, even though you got the wrong number.
I know you were talking about... It's, I had twins.
Oh, did
you? It was a nightmare.
God.
No, it actually wasn't.
How old are they now?
23.
Right. Gosh.
And you know what? No, honestly, the first couple of years, and because of the time, it was so difficult.
Mm.
I was so terribly depressed.
I bet.
But it was the end of my life. And now, they're just the greatest guys. And fortunately, they look into things a little bit more than other people do, and I like to think that they're very ethical and decent.
Good. I'm glad it worked out all right for you. It's so hard. We have twins every generation in my family, so I remember my auntie having little twins, a boy and a girl, and coming into the room, putting them down in their baby carriage when they were tiny, and just going off for a cry. She said, it's just so hard, no one told me. It was hard enough when I had single babies. I can't imagine what it's like to have two.
No, and I tell you what, though, you have muscles on muscles.
Yes.
Because you've got everything's double child, you know, the child, like, in the car seats and double the... Oh, yeah, yeah. I did look quite fit at the time, but I was absolutely distraught.
Mm.
But honestly, I think once they get to about 5 or 6, they're absolutely wonderful.
Well, they become company then, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And that's easier. And, you know, it's easier leaving them at school on the first day. It's easier leaving them at anywhere.
Oh, because they've got each other.
They've got each other, mm. Yeah.
Do they get on?
They do get on. They're extremely different. Extremely different. And they don't really... have a lot of contact when they're apart. Well, they think that Facebook's just for silly old people like me. But when they're here together, they have very, very intelligent discussions where I'm blown away a bit. So, yeah.
Oh, you know. I can tell how proud you are, Elaine. Well done for surviving it. Twins, honestly.
well done you for letting me speak. It's very kind of you, and I've had a few... couple of glasses of wine, and I feel that I've put my point all right. So
yeah, you've done really well. You're on talk radio, by the way, Elaine.
Do you know what? I love talk radio.
Good.
But I can't always get it live.
Well, this is an outrage. Where are you?
I'm in Cumbria.
Right. I shall send a letter to the management immediately and sort that out.
I'm struggling with that because actually I have to watch it on YouTube or get it on my phone. Yeah, and I've got to adapt radio stuff And honestly, I've listened to it lately, and I just think I just love this state. Like, I always like Matthew Wright, and I was listening to Ian. What's this? Is on 10 to 1?
Yeah, he's normally on this. I do this show with him normally.
He's absolutely hilarious.
Well, good. I'm glad you like it. He'll be back next week, but it's just me this week. If you fancy a gab.
Oh, well, you're even better. You're lovely because he's like really cheeky, but I loved it. Just really entertaining.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. It's nice for us to find each other, Elaine. Thanks for ringing.
Oh, thanks, Catherine.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, then. Bye. 0344-499-1000 or anyone who drifts in, really. You know the score.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Kath.
Hello. Thank you for hanging on. I know you've been there for a while and apologies for that. But
that's all right.
These conversations, flipping heck, tonight, they've been all over the shop.
I thought I might change gear a little bit.
Yeah, go on then.
Because I heard something that made me chuckle the other day and I'm hoping you might like it too.
Wonderful.
It's about shared fetish venues.
Okay, it's complete shift in gear. Tell me more.
A break since Angela. Yes. Well, I go to a pub in King's Cross to see my friends every now and again. And it's a normal pub from the kind of ground floor up. You've got a ground floor and then an upper floor with a little roof garden. It's all very nice. Uh-huh. But it has kind of a basement that can be hired out for events and various things. And it tends to be kind of niche interest that hire this basement.
Right.
And there's a kind of in terms of the economics of it, there's a critical mass of it. So some groups have got enough people so that they can fill it out and it'll make it pay. But some groups are very niche and they have to share. And as I understand it, at the moment, we have adult babies are having to share with the furries. And I just really like the idea of when it's kind of, well, you've got half the room dressed in nappies and baby clothes and the other half dressed in a furry animal outfit.
It sounds like a fever dream about the weirdest nursery you've ever heard of.
Well, I like the idea of nap time, so when the adult babies can curl up and they can cuddle the furries as their teddy bears.
Wow. I always wonder, do people like go dressed or do they change there? Because, you know, people wandering around London, no one would bat an eyelid, probably, with any of it.
I've never seen an adult baby wandering around, or a furry, to be honest. But maybe they've got coats on, big long coats.
The adult baby thing is interesting, though, isn't it?
It is. It's, I imagine it's about giving up all responsibility and just being totally giving everything over to somebody else to do for you. I can see how people maybe in high-powered jobs or high-stress situations might just like to spend a bit of time wiggling around on their back, kicking their legs in the air and asking for bottles of milk.
That I can kind of get. The soiling yourself, needing changing.
Ooh, yeah. Do they do that?
I think some do. I mean, there's probably shades of, you know, with everything, but that's the bit I'd have a bit of trouble with. But you know what? Ian always says it, and it's true. If you can think about it, someone gets off on it.
Yes, I reckon that's probably their case.
Yeah. But wow, these places. So when was the last time you went to a thing at King's Cross?
Probably about a month ago.
And how much can you tell me about it? I don't want to pry, but I am interested.
Well, I go to meet my friends there, and because it's like a normal pub, you can have a very vanilla time up in the duff. But if you do go downstairs, the site that you see are fairly hair-raising, I'd have to say. If you imagine as sleazy as you can get,
right,
and it won't be as sleazy as that place, I don't think.
Wow. Right, okay. So, but people, obviously, there's a market for it and people need it. I thought that King's Cross had been, quote-unquote, cleaned up.
I think it has. I think it has. But this basement hasn't. Not by the smell of the toilet.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Well, that was fascinating insight, Rebecca. I really appreciate it.
I just thought I'd pass it on to you.
Thanks very much. You give me an image that it will take a long time for me to get rid of.
No worries.
Thanks very much. Take care, Rebecca. You see, you can talk about whatever you want. 0344 499 1000. I mean, you know what a furry is, don't you? Because we did this thing. We were going to do a documentary about Comic-Con and about cosplay, which is when people dress up and get as so imaginative and so accurate, and they'd spend months. And the best cosplayers, you know, they make it from scratch. It's not a matter of just going down to your local fancy dress shop and buying it, or Amazon, you know, the way me and the rest of the lazy mums do when it comes to book week and all that stuff. They spend ages getting these costumes sorted out. There were some amazing things at this Comic-Con thing. There were people dressed up as like transformers, and you know, and you knew that they was completely homemade. Brilliant. I mean, it's artistry is what it is. But there was a whole kind of furry section as well. And I would really love to speak to a furry about what that thing is, right? Because in a non-judgmental way, I don't get it. I know for some of them it is a sexual thing, for some of them it isn't. But there were some furries at the Comic-Con and they kind of did keep themselves to themselves. I'm looking through the glass because I know that Sam is on the borderlines of some of this stuff. But furries? No. Nothing he's going to admit to tonight anyway. Let's have a word with John. Hey, John.
Hello, Catherine. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Sorry for making you hang on so long.
No, not a problem. What I'd like to talk about, some people might think it's a bit controversial, but I'm going to wonder if I can talk about transgenders in sport.
Go.
Right. I don't know if you've seen any tweets by... Have you heard of Sharon Davies?
Yes.
She's an MBE who used to be a swimmer.
Yeah.
And she's lately been bringing up about it unfair on women for trans to compete. Because
right.
If a man becomes a lady, if you know what I mean, and then competes against a female in either swimming or boxing or athletics, it's just going to kill... a lot of young girls' dreams and stuff for the future. And
it's a really tricky one, this, because I get it, but I get both sides, right? So the first thing is, you know, for someone who is transgender, it's not a matter of a man becoming a lady, it's a matter of someone being born in the wrong body, right? And then finally getting reassigned properly. But the physicality that comes with that is problematic when you are pitching physical types against each other. So I completely get it. And it's something that Ian and I have talked about in the past, and I wonder whether it's time that we start treating people the way we would treat boxers and stuff, and which is pitting similar types against each other regardless of what gender they are.
Yeah, you see, like already in like America, like the universities and things, there's trans who are breaking records that have been set by female, like, I don't know how to put it, like, without offending people. People who were born as a female,
yeah.
I'll say it like that.
Yeah,
right?
No, you're right.
And there's videos of boxing or MMA where trans are fighting females. And I just think it's going to end in tragedy. I mean, I haven't got kids. So now, did you say earlier you've got a seven-year-old daughter?
I've got a seven-year-old daughter, yeah.
If your seven-year-old daughter is the fastest female sprinter in her region, how do you try to encourage her or to keep going as she is, knowing that in 10 years' time she would be getting beaten by a trans athlete? I think it's tough on women, like, they've come a long way in equal rights and all this kind of thing, but I think in 10 and 15 years' time, people have got to think about that it's going to ruin a lot of young girls' lives.
I think we'll have got it sorted by then. I think we will have had a really... Because this is still quite... I mean, this is quite a new phenomenon and people are still working out where we go with it, right? And so some of the answers have been ham-fisted. You know, the Caster Semenya, for example.
Yeah.
Someone who's always identified as a woman, it's only sort of come out in later life that genetically she has a lot of male characteristics. And it's something that people have been accusing her of for years and years before she actually knew that that was the situation with herself.
Yeah.
I completely understand why, if you're an athlete training to the, you know, the nth degree, which is what they do, they forego every part of, you know, social life and all that stuff that that young people enjoy doing and need for sort of healthy development, because they're so targeted towards this one aim, you know, of being the best. I completely get why. Oh, he's gone. I completely get why this would happen. Can you get John back for me, please? It's a really tricky one, and I think we're just at the start of this journey, but it's a conversation worth having. And I don't know what the answer is, apart from this idea of looking at people, matching people physically rather than in terms of gender. What do you think? Could that work? You know, like in boxing, you've got sort of bantamweight, featherweight, all that sort of stuff, and they look... You wouldn't ever put someone, a heavyweight, against a bantamweight. Maybe we look at it that way instead and have men and women racing together. Would that work? I wonder. John's back. Hey, John.
I've talked about this, like, with all my mates and stuff. And like, in the Olympics here, you have the men's and the women's, okay? Now, you could separate and have trans female and trans male. But then, I don't think the trans female and trans male would like being separated from male and female.
No.
So I just don't know how it's ever, how that's ever going to get sorted, really, because, like I say, without one, I don't mean to offend people, but it's definitely not fair for a trans male who's trans went to a female to be competing against a female that's been working for 15 years and sacrificed many things.
Although, hang on, it depends on the trans male, because some women would be a cisgendered male, you know, because they're so good. So but it is, you know, it's an interesting hypothetical idea at this point.
Yeah. Like I say, I just think it's something to think about as well for children. I mean, breaking kids' dreams at 7 and 8 year old and saying, look, you won't be able to compete as a female in 100 metres because you won't be quick enough.
That seems a bit drastic at this point. The transgender community is still in the minority and they're still trying to find their way.
Yeah.
Here's my tack on stuff like this from now on. What I've started doing recently, I'm willing to ask someone who's transgender what they think about it. I want to hear what they think, because otherwise we're just guessing, aren't we?
Yeah, I'd like, it'd be nice. Like you say, I'm not ringing up to offend people.
No, I know
like
you're
that.
Not.
I'm just wondering where it's gonna go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. What I feel really uncomfortable about is people who, you know, cis women somehow having it in for transgender women when actually we're all kind of battling for a similar thing, and it's people just trying to live their lives the best way they can. And frankly, they need cutting some slack. They have a hard enough time as it is. But this kind of idea of pitting one person against another, it is a thorny thing, and I don't know what the answer is apart from taking gender out of it completely.
Yeah.
But anyway,
interesting topic of conversation.
It
anyway.
Is. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. And I wonder if there is someone who's. Thank you very much for calling. I wonder if anyone who is better placed than us to have a conversation about this. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? Because this sort of stuff gets thrown around by people sometimes, and I'm not suggesting that John did, who have an agenda, an anti-trans agenda, which is, you know, they're coming into pervert cis women and they're getting in situations where they can take advantage of the fact that they're given different different rights than other people who were born male. Do you know what I mean? And I just don't... I hate that. I hate that stuff. I really hate that stuff. But, you know, it's a conversation that keeps coming up. And I don't believe it's something that we've answered yet. And I don't believe we're in a situation where we have to start telling 7-year-old girls they might as well forget it, because sooner or later there's going to be a transgender female who's going to whoop their ass around the track. I don't believe that yet. But those conversations are floating about, aren't they? 0344 499 1000. Give me a shout. I'd love to hear from you.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Better get to these phones. Flipping it, they're starting to mount up. 0344 499 1000 if you fancy a chat. I'm the right person to chat to. And you can talk about whatever you want. Hey, Simon.
Hi, Cabes. How are you?
Cabes?
I was just going back to last night, that's all.
No, that's all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. Before I start, can I just bring something up that I maybe shouldn't bring it up, but you can always dump me, I suppose.
Go on.
Why are they constantly playing the Jeremy Kyle advert when he hasn't been seen since before Christmas?
Because I don't know. I really don't know. But at some point he'll return and we'll all be grateful. Woo!
Just ridiculous. Anyway, lettuce.
Yes.
I was aware of the lettuce thing for insomnia. I saw for myself. Not all the time, but I go through phases and I deal with it with prescription medication. Mm-hmm. But the reason for that being that because I'm a driver and I need to be able to guarantee that I'm going to get a good night's sleep. I mean, like I say, it only happens brief periods every now and then. But I often thought about trying the lettuce thing. So you say that works?
Yeah. Honestly, she made me this salad sandwich, right?
Yeah.
And it was lettuce. It was just all the green stuff. But I think lettuce is the main ingredient that you want. Really,
yeah,
really boring.
Yeah, because lettuce has got the property. That...
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is...
But also, it's such a boring sandwich, you can hardly be bothered to finish it. And you might as well go to bed. But it worked a treat, and I don't know whether it was psychosomatic or what.
No, I don't know, because I've heard of that. I haven't got around to trying it. But the reason why I question it, and obviously if you're saying it works, it must work, but is you don't normally feel tired when you've had a salad, do you?
No, but don't you put other things with it?
Sorry, say again?
Don't you put other things with it, though?
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
So in this case, you're having like bread, so you've got your starchy carbohydrate, really boring salad stuck on top of it.
Yeah.
And you're just about to go to bed anyway. So I think it might just tip you over the edge.
I'll tell you what, I'm looking at changing my lifestyle because I'm hopefully moving flat soon and I want to try and start again, lose a bit of weight and everything else.
Yeah.
And I'm slowly getting into healthier foods. And the one thing that I'm finding that is great is spinach, because the shop around the corner from me sells it in frozen, like, cubes.
Yeah.
And so I'm literally just chucking it in with everything.
I love it. I love spinach.
Yeah. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah, and it kind of... because especially if you're not eating as much meat as you're used to. Sorry. I get quite anemic and iron deficient, and spinach is brilliant for that.
Yeah, see, I've never ever considered what I eat. It's always whatever's... well, it's normally takeaways, to be honest. It's whatever's, you know, closest to hand and easiest to get hold of.
Absolutely, and it's an easy trap to fall into, that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and this is the thing is, this is going to sound like heaven to some people, but it isn't. It's hell. You know, most of my food, probably 80% of my diet, is handed to me through a window and is eaten out of a box or a bag.
Yeah.
Now, some people would be like, oh, that's amazing, but it isn't. It's awful.
Not
really
every day. Not every day, no. I think, no. You know...
The other thing...
Yep.
Oh, sorry. The other thing I was going to say was caffeine.
Yep.
Caffeine has no effect on me at all.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Try stopping it.
Well, I mean... I don't ever remember having any form of buzz or wake up from coffee or tea or Coke or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was one time where I was doing a night shift and I didn't know that caffeine was dangerous. I put 7 teaspoons of coffee in this drink thinking it'll keep me up all night.
Man, that is insane.
Didn't have any effect at all.
No, but that's because you probably got loads of it in your system. If you stop it, you'll be surprised at how ill you feel.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it a go when I try my new lifestyle. Before I go, your taste in music is absolutely bloody brilliant.
Oh, thanks.
I said a couple of weeks ago, I don't know whether you remember, that I'm not really into music.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time, when Ian's playing a song, it's a case of, just bear with it, it will stop in a minute. You know what I mean? But I love what you play. There was a song that you played a few weeks ago when you did the stint last, and it was... Black Suit or something like that?
Oh, Burn the Black Suit, Juliet Turner.
Oh, I don't know what, but you just come out with gems and it's brilliant. I love it.
Oh, I'm glad. I love her. I used to use her music when I worked on a different show and we did different accents, and I had to learn a Northern Irish accent, and I found listening to her was really helpful. I probably couldn't do it now. But
I can imagine.
Yeah, but she's
great.
Have
you ever heard of a band called 07?
Yes.
What do you think of them?
It was kind of chill out music, wasn't it, back in the 90s?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bit...
real mellow.
Yeah. I don't know.
Lots of different instruments and, yeah. I quite like them. I just like things that maybe sound a little bit different to the norm, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, get on Juliet Turner, because she's amazing.
Well, hopefully not literally... well, maybe literally, I don't know. Anyway, on that note...
Thanks very much, Simon.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.